Hello, this is Leslie Dudley Corbell. Welcome to the Mind of a Child Good Thoughts, where Diane and I read aloud poems and scripture for a quiet time to help children rest and set their minds on things above. Today, I'll be reading The Song of Your Backyard, Psalm 23, Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23, and I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I'm so glad you're here with me. Let's settle in. Take a breath together. And gather good thoughts for March. You step outside. The breeze dances by. As spring starts to play the song of your backyard. Underneath the tree is a flower in the grass. Its petals wink in the wind. Why not wink back? If you were a flower, would you be a buttery jonquil, the first to arrive in the spring? And the first to leave before summer? Or would you be a bright daisy, smiling through summer's hottest days, never needing to stop playing and rest? The wind whispers your name over the hill. The new leaves laugh to hear the wind blow. The music that they're making is the song of your backyard. You hear the buzz of a lazy bee hovering over a flower. The flutter of a bird in the tree. You breathe and listen. If you were a tree, would you be a graceful dogwood dancing in the breeze, surrounded by a chorus of pink tutus? Or would you be a pine tree soldier standing solemnly in your backyard so you could rustle at night in the wind and let everyone know all was well? You hear the stream on the hill swirling, bubbling, skipping over rocks, each ripple overtaking the next, an endless melody. The leafy clover is a stage for your bare feet as you dance to the song of your backyard. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Dear Lord, thank you for your mercies and for your faithfulness. Thank you for spring flowers and windy days. Thank you for rain clouds and fresh days. Thank you for all these wonders of spring and for the life we have in Christ. Amen.